SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
The war in the Middle East is escalating sharply, with threats of wider regional fighting and warnings the global economy could soon feel the consequences. Iran's military command now says oil prices could surge to $200 a barrel if the conflict spreads further. The warning comes as Iran continues launching missiles and drones at Israel, at U.S. military bases, and infrastructure across the Gulf. Iranian military spokesperson Ibrahim Zulfiqari says instability in the region will inevitably push global energy prices dramatically higher.
You will not be able to keep oil and energy prices artificially low. As we have already warned, if the war spreads across the region, expect oil to reach $200 per barrel. Oil prices follow the level of security in the region, and the source of that insecurity is you.
The threat centers on the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow shipping route between Iran and Oman that normally carries about a fifth of the world's oil supply. Any sustained disruption there could trigger a global economic shock, sending petrol prices soaring and pushing up transport, electricity, and food costs globally. As tensions rise, the United States is also signaling it is prepared to escalate further. U.S. President Donald Trump says American strikes have already crippled much of Iran's conventional military capability. He says the United States could inflict far greater destruction if it chose to do so, possibly an ominous warning of the use of nuclear weapons.
They've lost their Navy, they've lost their Air Force, they have no anti-aircraft apparatus at all, they have no radar, their leaders are gone, and we could do a lot worse to one another. We're leaving certain things that if we take them out, or we could take them out by this afternoon, in fact, within an hour, they literally would never be able to build that country back.
The U.S. president has also been facing questions about one of the war's most controversial incidents, a strike on a girls' school in Iran that reportedly killed more than 100 people, most of them schoolgirls. When asked about an investigation into the attack, Mr. Trump said he had no knowledge of it.
I don't know about it.
While political leaders exchange warnings, the fighting itself continues across several fronts. Air raid sirens have sounded across Jerusalem and Haifa, sending residents rushing into shelters as Iranian missiles were intercepted in the sky. Israel says at least 12 people have been killed in the strikes so far since the beginning of the war. The conflict is also expanding across the wider Middle East, drawing in neighboring countries and international diplomacy. At the United Nations, Gulf Arab states are urging the Security Council to condemn what they describe as Iranian aggression across the region. Bahrain's ambassador to the United Nations, Jamal Faris al-Rawai, says Gulf states have intercepted hundreds of missiles and drones since the fighting began.
We hope that the Security Council speak today in one voice in support of our inherent right to defend ourselves in the face of the unprovoked aggression as enshrined in the UN Charter. We have repeatedly called for dialogue and diplomacy, but this too cannot be achieved under the barrage of missiles and drones.
Qatar's UN envoy, Alia Ahmed Saif al-Thani, says the Security Council must act.
Our message today is simple and clear. The Security Council must act fulfill its responsibility. Failure to respond would send a dangerous signal that attacks against uninvolved neighbors carry no consequences.
Another major front in the conflict is Lebanon. Israeli airstrikes there have intensified as Hezbollah launches rockets and drones into northern Israel. Lebanon's health minister, Rakan Nasreddin, says more than 600 people have now been killed, including many children and women.
The number of martyrs has so far reached 634, including 91 children and 47 women. The number of wounded stands at 1,586, including 275 children and 300 women.
Hundreds of thousands of people have fled their homes in southern Lebanon and the southern suburbs of Beirut as the fighting intensifies. The United Nations says violence along the border between Lebanon and Israel is continuing to escalate. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says peacekeepers are recording increasing numbers of attacks on both sides of the front.
I can tell you that today they're continuing to record a growing number of incidents across the blue line, including rockets and projectiles fired from Lebanon into Israel and airstrikes by the Israeli Defense Forces impacting southern Lebanon. UNIFIL has also observed ground movements from the Israeli Defense Force.
Lebanon's government says it is caught in a war it did not choose. The country's ambassador to the United Nations, Ahmed Arafa, says Beirut's priority is to end the fighting and protect civilians.
The Lebanese people do not want war, and the Lebanese government is moving forward, implementing its decisions, and will not backtrack. However, our priority today is to stop this war, to protect our country, and ensure the security and safety of our people. It is our right to live in peace and security in our homeland and our region.
Israel says it expects Lebanon to act decisively against Hezbollah. Speaking at the United Nations, Israel's ambassador, Danny Danon, says Lebanon now faces a stark choice.
So let me say this directly to the Lebanese government. There are only two options here. Either the Lebanese state acts to dismantle Hezbollah's military in southern Lebanon, or Israel will. The Lebanese government must mobilize its army and confront the terrorist threat Hezbollah poses, not only to Israel, but to the people of Lebanon.
With fighting now stretching from Israel and Lebanon to the Gulf and beyond, the risk of a wider regional war is growing. And with threats to global oil supplies already rattling energy markets, the economic consequences of this conflict are already being felt far beyond the Middle East. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls, and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content, and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.